The Spotless Robe of Christ's Righteousness, December 10. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. The great Redeemer represents himself as a heavenly merchantman, laden with riches, calling from house to house, presenting his priceless goods. We must have the buyers and the sellers cleared out of the soul temple, that Jesus may take up his abode within us. Now he stands at the door of the heart as a heavenly merchantman. He says, "Open unto me, buy of me the heavenly wares, buy of me the gold tried in the fire. Buy faith and love, the precious, beautiful attributes of our Redeemer." He invites us to buy the white raiment, which is his glorious righteousness, and the eye salve, that we may discern spiritual things. Oh, shall we not open the heart's door to this heavenly visitor? We cannot provide a robe of righteousness for ourselves, for the prophet says, "All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." There is nothing in us from which we can clothe the soul so that its nakedness shall not appear. We are to receive the robe of righteousness woven in the loom of heaven, even the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness. The eye is the sensitive conscience, the inner light, of the mind. Upon its correct view of things, the spiritual healthfulness of the whole soul and being depends. The eye salve, the word of God, makes the conscience smart under its application, for it convicts of sin. But the smarting is necessary that the healing may follow, and the eye be single to the glory of God. Says Christ, "By renouncing your own self-sufficiency, giving up all things, however dear to you, you may buy the gold, the raiment, and the eye salve that you may see." The Savior comes with jewels of truth of the richest value in distinction from all counterfeits, all that is spurious. He comes to every house, to every door. He is knocking, presenting his priceless treasure, urging, "Buy of me."